Hello, this is John Wilkes, Chief Executive of the Institute of Health and Social Care Management, and this is my editorial podcast for Friday, March the 8th, Sankey. It really must have been quite a sight as the Industrial Revolution began to dominate the urban landscape. The year is 1759, and in November the Battle of Quiberon Bay will take place, in which the British fleet wins a crucial naval battle against the French, thereby thwarting a French invasion. But for now, in St. Helens, people are more preoccupied with the gash in the town centre landscape, recently filled with water, and the magnificent civic ceremony taking place to open the very first canal in Britain. It will be used to transport coal and salt to Liverpool and the world, amazing the townspeople and setting the idea of a canal network into existence. It is the Sankey Canal, and it's magnificent, a credit to the town and the vision of its industrialists and architects. The year is now 2024, and the canal is closed. The last barges transported sugar to Newton Le Willows in 1963. In 1991, it was the subject of a huge restoration effort, with the famous double lock gates being completely revamped. But now, just 33 years later, they're rotten again and stand open in a morass of weed and stagnant water, abandoned to their fate. The canal should be a centrepiece of the town, attracting restaurants, bars and office buildings. Have a look at what's been done in Dudley. But it's struggling. And ambition is a rare commodity in the town. The canal towpath has been paved with European money, but the walk is soul-destroying, as one is hemmed in by razor wire fences, brambles, litter and the discarded detritus, betraying widespread drug and substance abuse. You would not go near it during the hours of darkness. Elsewhere in St. Helens, the first pharmaceutical factory in Britain was built to manufacture Beecham's powders, but closed its doors for the last time in 1994, abandoning not only the cat town, but the 480 dedicated employees too. The iconic building is being turned into flats. Today, St. Helens' only major manufacturing activity is the world-famous Pilkington Glass, and thank goodness for the commitment of their owners, Nippon Sheet Glass, to the town and its people. Bravo also to the wonderful St. Helens Rugby Football Club, who do so much to bring pride to the community, and to fabulously warm-hearted community-anchored voluntary organisations such as the Hope Centre. Today, truth be told, caught in the hinterland between Liverpool and Manchester, St. Helens is in trouble. Almost a quarter of St. Helens residents live in the 10% most deprived neighbourhoods in England. Health deprivation and disability, employment deprivation and income deprivation are of huge concern at the local level. Talk to business owners and they will quickly tell you how tough the environment is. Walk around the town centre as I did last week every evening and you'll see the manifestation of deprivation at each turn. Not many people have the time or inclination to churn out 10,000 steps. I tell you all of this so that you begin to understand the environment in which surely one of the great NHS and social care examples of triumph through adversity is displayed. The newly formed Mersey and West Lancashire NHS Trust is an amalgam of St Helens and Knowsley and Southport and Ormskirk Trusts, and you will struggle to find a more demanding environment in which their people go about their work. So how do they manage to deliver exemplary services, high staff engagement ratings and outstanding regulatory results in the face of constantly increasing demand and really challenging socioeconomic deprivation? I would suggest to you, following my visits over the last 4 years to work with what is our Northwest Regional IHSCM hub, that the answer is threefold. First, they care about their service quality, about their communities, about their patients and about each other. Throughout everything, care is the watchword, from widespread commitment to remember and use people's names in greeting, to an intolerance of litter, to salt spread on a cold morning, to a real sense of friendliness and welcome for strangers and an embrace for anyone who demonstrates some interest. Two, they collaborate with local government, with community causes, with colleagues in primary care, community and mental health and social care, you really get the feeling that efforts to collaborate are genuine and focused on outcomes for the town and citizens. Egos appear to be put aside. They collaborate because they're serious about improvement. 3, they lead. By example, by commitment to support and development, by focus on quality improvement, by links with the community, by a stellar annual staff awards event, by taking a pride in St. Helens and finding the positives. It would be easy for anyone visiting St. Helens for the first time to look at the decayed canal, its rotten lock gates, the obvious deprivation and social challenges, the formulaic retail parks and dull thoroughfares, and declare that the place is finished. I beg to differ. I think that St. Helens is just restarting, catalysed by great people determined to do great things, and perhaps drawing some inspiration from 1759 and the Sankey Canal. Stay safe, stay strong. Thank you for the brilliant work you're all doing. Bye-bye.